As infections and deaths began dipping, the government relaxed restrictions on movement and social gatherings a few days ago. South Africa has been buffeted by COVID-19 for almost a year, and with its vaccination rollout yet to begin, the pain's far from over, according to its lead scientist on the pandemic, Salim Abdul Karim.
When we think about the easing of the restrictions, that does not give us license to stop following the rules and ensuring we maintain all our prevention measures. They remain just as important at each of the levels, because now we are at a low level of transmission. We want to keep it there, and we definitely don't want it spiking up again. So we have to follow those rules.
Karim and his colleagues have analyzed data from about a dozen countries that have already experienced third waves. That analysis reveals that as soon as restrictions are relaxed, a lot of people don't follow protocols such as social distancing.
That means we can expect a third wave somewhere in June, July. It also coincides with our winter months. We sit indoors, we lock our windows, and so on. So we're going to have to be extra careful with doing all those things, because that's when we're going to see.
But, says Karim, there's one huge proviso, and that's the possibility of a new variant emerging that could be even more infectious than the one that's driven the country's second wave.
If there is a new variant, then it's completely unpredictable. And we can then expect a much more severe third wave. If there's no new variant, that we're still dealing with the current variant, then a wave might be a smaller one than we've had in the second wave.
The epidemiologist says South Africa's health sector should by now have the experience necessary to deal with a new variant and its consequences.
So we have the elements of what needs to be done. For example, in the hospital setting, how to ensure we have adequate oxygen, how to ensure we have adequate field hospital beds. Where we are still experiencing challenges is in ensuring that we can keep down those little flames, those little sparks that lead to slight jumps in the number of cases, because one of those can spark and lead us into a fully fledged third wave.
The government's facing a lot of criticism from the public and opposition parties for being very slow to procure vaccines. So far, only about 70,000 healthcare workers have been immunized out of the 40 million people the state promised would get jabs this year. But Karim says there's no reason to panic.
If we vaccinate just the healthcare workers, the elderly, the comorbidities, and those individuals who are essential workers in congregate settings, that constitutes somewhere in the region of around 16, 18 million, perhaps up to about 20 million people. If we can vaccinate those people this year, we will make a huge impact on the fourth wave.
And Karim says he and his team already planning for a fourth wave. Like the third, says the scientist, the fourth is inevitable, and only citizens' behavior and the possibility of further variants can determine how serious both will be. For VOA News, I'm Darren Taylor in Johannesburg.